If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located just 4 blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyalston.org. That's stanthonyalston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, 1 week after we recognized your death, and this whole week where we are in the midst of celebrating your resurrection. Let us be filled with your Spirit as we continue through this day, and let us recognize that you are calling us to live your gospel in such a powerful way that all may come to know that Christ is alive. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today we have a fascinating reading. This comes from Acts 4, verses 1 through 12, and you can find that on whatever daily missal you are using. So what we're looking at is we see the story of the Sadducees and the leaders of the temple and everything. I don't mean to put it that way, and everybody connected to them, all the people connected to the temple. And they are angry that these apostles are preaching the gospel. So what happens is that the apostles are arrested, and then the leaders of the assembly, which are the same names that we saw at the time of Jesus' crucifixion, Annas, Caiaphas, and others, they're all questioning the apostles and saying, by whose authority are they doing this? And then Peter responded. But notice something. This is kind of an interesting. He speaks in such a way that not only the questioners, Annas and Caiaphas, etc., can hear, but also everyone there who is assembled. Now, there's a powerful thing that happens there. I've done some news appearances, and I've been on CNN and MSNBC and other stations. And one of the things that I learned, because remember, not only have I appeared on them, but I've done interviews on radio. I don't know. I don't think I've done anything on TV, but I've done interviews on radio. So I know how to do interviews. And one of the things I teach the people who I'm interviewing is I say that I represent the people. So I represent the people who are listening. Therefore, I say I might even ask you a question that I know the answer to, but they don't. And so that's what I would always say. So remember that when you're responding, because you're really not responding to me, and I teach this to others, you're really not responding to me, you're responding to the listeners. So when I was on national TV, NPR, CNN, MSNBC, I would do that myself. So people would ask me a question, and I would respond not the way like Chris Matthews would want to know, I'd respond the way the viewers would want to know.
Because you're doing the show for them, and that's the difference.
And in doing that, you're communicating to the audience because they're tuning in not to see you speak to the host, they're tuning in to see you speak to them. Even though you don't look to the camera when you say that, well, you were looking to the camera anyway, but the way the camera is set up is that it looks like you're looking back to Chris Matthews. Well, when I did this, well, why would I be speaking to Chris Matthews and looking at him when I can't see him? All I see is a camera. He's down, I think he was in Washington, and I was in Watertown, so why would that happen? And the fact is you don't, but that's the way the camera sets it up, so you respond to the audience. Well, this is what Peter did as well. Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, it says, he's speaking to the people who are asking him, but he's responding actually to everyone who is listening. So you see that radical difference that's going on. And that's the way they are preaching. Now, understand that the high priests, that all the people are questioning them there, have closed hearts. They have hardened hearts. And we talked about that last week. And they don't care. And it's really funny because one of the things lawyers will teach you, I always get a kick out of this. Lawyers will teach you this. Do not ask a question you don't already know the answer to. Okay? Do not ask a question where you don't already know the answer. Well, what are they doing? They're asking a question and they're not expecting the answer that is coming, or if they are, that's not what they were looking for. Because what are they? What does Peter do? He uses this opportunity to preach the gospel. He uses this opportunity to teach the truth. He uses this opportunity for this reason. So, and it is exactly what they don't want to hear. So that's what he does. Why? Because he's taking this opportunity to preach the gospel. It's a powerful reality that's going on. And he also realizes it doesn't matter what he says. It doesn't matter at all to Annas and Caiaphas and the rest. It doesn't matter. It's the other people who are listening, because they don't care, because they have determined to say that this Jesus is a false prophet. They are standing on that, and he could say anything. It doesn't make any difference. Which is another reason why, if you're ever on TV or radio, if you're ever even on this show, that's the technique you use. You don't respond to what you're saying to me, because I might already know your answer. I might not even agree with your answer. But you're not speaking to me, you're speaking to the people. And if I don't agree with your answer, I have the opportunity, I have the duty on behalf of the people to say to you, well, why do you say this? So there is this powerful moment that Annas and Caiaphas are in this position where obviously the Holy Spirit understands how to be a guest on a TV show. And so he encourages them to speak these words, and that's what they're doing. They're preaching to the people who are listening. And so in doing so, they're saying these powerful things, which, by the way, will anger Annas and Caiaphas, and they get all upset. But Peter and the apostles, they don't care, because they recognize they have an important message. One of the images that often comes into mind, it's one of my favorite stories, and I have to look up the title. One of the great advantages of recording this is I can stop, look up the title, which I just did. No Highway in the Sky. It's a great image. And it's the story of a man by the name of Theodore Honey. I don't know if that's a fictional name, but it's based on true science. And it's played by Jimmy Stewart. Actually, it was a British movie. But what he is he's come to realize the reality of metal fatigue in airplanes. So you've got to realize that planes are fairly new at that time. I mean, I think the Wright brothers' plane was made out of wood. So as a metal structure, and then you're looking into jet aircraft and everything else. Well, he gets on a plane. You may have heard this before. He gets on a plane as a passenger, and he says that this plane is going to crash, and refuses to leave. And eventually they force him off the plane. The plane takes off and it crashes. And of course, now they want to know, well, how did you know this? And he tried to stop the plane from taking off. And obviously he failed in that point, but now they say, well, how did you know this? And he was a scientist studying metallurgy, and he understood something that they hadn't yet known in aeronautics, which was metal fatigue. You know, metal can only last so long, and with the constant change in pressure and the constant change in altitude of a plane, that's going to weaken the metal, and eventually in a weak spot, something's going to go wrong. Now, obviously, they build the planes today with the understanding of metal fatigue. So he was determined, he understood this truth, and he was determined to spread this message, and there were all these authorities that refused to listen to him, and they were going to harass him because they didn't understand his truth. And then eventually they came to understand his truth, that in fact there was such a thing called metal fatigue. And in fact, if they didn't fix that problem, that more planes were going to crash. So they've since fixed the problem. We know everything about that. Now, that reality, think of that mindset, and that's Peter and the apostles. They understand the truth. They have seen the truth. They discover the truth. They know this is the truth, but they're fighting with the leaders of the synagogue, of the temple, who have determined that, number one, what they are preaching is wrong, and number two, they aren't going to allow it to spread. Just as in the case of Theodore Honey, they didn't want his message out, because then if his message got out, them not believing it, well, his message would cause people not to fly. And so eventually, obviously, there came to be an understanding, and the understanding was, of course, that yes, there really is such a thing as metal fatigue, and the solution is not to silence Theodore Honey, but to fix the problem, because now they've come to an understanding. Well, this is ultimately that issue that plays itself out, but obviously the leaders of the synagogue are never going to accept it, because they have rejected everything to do with Jesus, but ultimately you can say because they never understood. And there's that truth there. But you see that powerful moment where Peter is in the Holy Spirit, is speaking powerfully, and he comes to realize, I'm not going to answer them. I'm going to speak the answer they want, but I'm going to speak it in a way that those around me can hear it. And when those around me to hear it, they're going to understand the truth. But the people who I'm speaking to will never believe it. So you have that. So it's a very powerful scene that happens. And it's a great one to end this Easter week for us on the radio. Easter week continues until Sunday. And then, of course, on Monday morning is the beginning of the second week of Easter. It is also the Annunciation, which has been transferred to that day, and the day of the eclipse. We'll talk more on Monday. Have a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.